Stunned Parisians clean up posh central district after worst riots since 1968. But wait a minute. You have soy boy extraordinaire, President or Prime Minister Macron, and we're being told by the European Union that all is well with the migration of all those millions of Muslims into Europe. By the by, did you see the story on Friday that the EU basically made it illegal to criticize Sharia law in the EU? Punishable by jail time? How are they going to enforce that? Be my question. I said this to someone on Saturday, after we did our first Saturday Rosary March as the Third Order Martinians in downtown Mandeville and prayed to all three mysteries while walking on the Lake Pontchartrain lakefront to the shock of many. People see you coming and, you know, you're brandishing a rosary because we walk in pairs like a Mormon's riding bikes, right? They see you coming and they're like, I need to get off the sidewalk so I don't have to talk to these people. No, dude, we're not going to talk to you. We're just out loud doing the rosary. But anyways, afterwards, we were talking about these riots. And I said to David Simpson and the Kerr brothers, I hope that Brussels is the first town or the first city that the Turks re-invade. When Islam becomes so ascendant that it's time to start forcing people either to convert or become Diamatude slaves, and that day is coming soon because of the demographics, I hope Brussels is the first one that's invaded for what they've done and for what they've earned. And by the by, we have some listeners in Europe. There is no Catholicity or Christianity. There is no Christendom to defeat the Islamic hordes this time. You better gird your loins for what your atheistic, child-hating leaders have created. 844-527-8723. I see the poll has invaded the chat room. Let's go to the Dewmaker hotline. And let me refresh this. I've been talking about this this book since I got it. When did I get this? When did she send this to me? Back in August, I think. The book is called Veronica's Veil, Poems, Prayers, and Promises of the Holy Face Devotion. Written by Donna Sue Berry. It's a great little book. And if you're not familiar with the Holy Face Devotion, do you have an image of this that you could throw up on the YouTube? Okay. So I'll show you to the camera. This is the Holy Face card. I actually have a friend that has one of these that is one of the original lithograph prints. And he had it framed. He bought it from a dude in France from Tours. And he bought it on eBay. I'm like, where did you get that? He bought it on eBay. And it even has this, see down in the corner here, there's a little wax seal. You can see it on the graphic. His actually has a wax seal on it. And this is the face of the Holy Face. And it's part of the Holy Face devotion, which was begun by Sister Marie Pierre of Tours back in 1840 or 1843. Donna Sue can fill us in on the details. And then continued by the holy man of Tours, Leo DuPont, and then brought to America, surprisingly, by the Archbishop of New Orleans, Archbishop Napoleon Perchet, back in the 1880s, who went to France, saw miracles with his own eyes being worked right there in front of him, and said, I have to have this devotion, and got permission from Pope Leo XIII. The devotion faded away. There were not very many people practicing it, but my friends, the Lamottes in Doosan, Louisiana, they had the devotion. And now I met Donna Sue through Beverly Stevens of Regina Magazine and didn't know about the book. And then she heard me talking about it one day about the Holy Face devotion, about Leo, the Holy Man of Tours, Leo. Now, why is that guy not canonized, but Paul VI is, for heaven's sake? Anyways, So the book is on sale. We have it in the Founders Trading Post, MikeChurch.com/shop. And then we have its author.